Now, let's speak to Mr. Colin Waddle, who is a communications lead for the campaign. That's a Zero Dropout campaign. Mr. Waddle, good morning and great to have you with us on Rise FM.
Good morning to you and your listeners, and thank you very much for having me.
Right, so we saw this these numbers, and we were shook by these numbers, that 4 out of every 10 pupils who enroll in grade 1 exit the schooling system before finishing matric. I think the first question that comes to mind is, what could be the contributing factors to these numbers?
So you're absolutely right. You know, the current estimate is that 4 in 10 learners who begin grade 1 in South Africa will not eventually matriculate. And one of the core, I suppose, purposes of the survey that we conducted is, now that we have these kinds of statistics and knowledge of what the matric pass rate is, we really wanted to figure out what are some of the big contributors to these essential phenomenon, and also see where, you know, additional resources may be needed and intervention. During the course of our survey, we found that pregnancy remains a very prominent reason why either people have themselves dropped out or have had someone in their family or someone that they know drop out. This was followed quite closely by academic challenges and people not being able to cope and not feeling supported in school, as well as other issues such as bullying and affordability related to education. So it was really important for us to identify these issues, as in a lot of the time, the work that we do, we have people essentially saying that, no, you know, South African learners are entitled and they're just lazy. But what this research clearly identifies is that our learners are struggling with some really difficult and systemic issues that are, you know, far beyond the ability of just one child to be able to challenge on their own.
I know your campaign is doing its best to support these learners, but what can we do as parents? What can we do as different communities to make sure that we support these young ones?
So, you know, research suggests that, you know, just having one adult that is paying active attention to the education of a child makes a significant difference in both their performance in school and also the likelihood of their matriculating. For parents in particular, it can be difficult because, you know, people are working and they have responsibilities at home, but it is crucial to make that time, you know, whether it's an hour or 2 hours, to help your child with their homework, check in with them in terms of what they're experiencing at school, whether that be academically or socially. And also for other members of the community, we've had great stories and organizations and people that we've encountered who have taken it upon themselves to create spaces where young people can go and do their homework and receive tutoring. We've even seen in a lot of rural communities where learners matriculate and don't necessarily get into university the following year, they go back to the schools where they just matriculated and essentially help as teacher's assistants and helping with homework clubs and that kind of thing. We've also seen people engage in fundraising to get help kids get uniforms and also other school resources. And we've even had corporate partners like BIC reach out to us and, you know, ask what they can do. And they've been providing learners with stationery for the past few years now. So I think it's important for all of us to just take a look at, you know, what we have available, whether that's time, whether that's knowledge, whether that's financial resources, and make ourselves available to the young people in our lives, and, you know, help how you can. There doesn't have to be a prescript. It's like I said earlier, that just someone knowing that there's someone who's taking an interest and there's someone who's trying to help me with my schooling makes a difference in the life of a learner and young person.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, Colin, you know, there might be a graduate who's sitting at home right now who says, you know what, I'm unemployed, I don't have a job, and I am passionate about education, but I don't know how I can assist young people who are struggling. Is there an opportunity for someone like that to connect with a person like you to see how they can help?
I mean, there certainly is. And, you know, they may contact us via our website, which is zerodropout.co.za, or info at zerodropout.co.za for emails. But like I said, you know, the best is to get active in your very own community.
Yeah.
You know, if you are a young person who wants to help other young people, is, like I said, either, you know, go to the schools within your community and offer your help. A lot of teachers and classrooms are under-resourced. So while, you know, one may not necessarily be there in an official or paid teaching assistance capacity, they can still, like I said, help with homework clubs and, you know, help with after-school programs and work as volunteers, essentially, which is also a great way for young people to get experience that could help essentially flesh out their CVs while they, you know, do more job seeking or look for further education opportunities.
Perfect. Well, that's Colin Waddle. He is a communications lead for the Zero Dropout campaign. Colin, thank you so much for speaking to us.
And thank you very much for having me and discussing this crucial issue.
Pleasure.